Blog Talk Radio.
Shall continually be in my mouth. This is Amazing Grace Ministries. We are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Missionary Terry Rogers, with Amazing Grace Ministries, in which Dr. Maria Terry is the president and CEO. Announcements and resources: the first and third Thursday at 6 p.m. via Blog Talk Radio, we are teaching and educating on mental health. Resources are giving on how to cope and obtaining help for our basic needs. We can help. Please call. For more information, please contact Dr. Maria Terry at 309-750-7584. Come and hear what the Word is saying to the church. There's a new lesson for the month of June. The theme for this month is operating in the fruit of the Spirit. Scriptures, Galatians 5, 21 through 23, and this is the King James Version. Envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Ephesians 5, 8 through 10, and this is the King James Version. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye light in the world, in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, providing what is acceptable unto the Lord. Let's get into the lesson. What is the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Galatians 5 through 23 tells us, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, the NIV version. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is the result of the Holy Spirit's presence in the life of a Christian. The Bible makes it clear that everyone receives the Holy Spirit the moment he or she believes in Jesus Christ. Romans 8 and 9, 1 Corinthians 12 and 13, Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. One of the primary purposes of the Holy Spirit coming into a Christian's life is to change that life. Don't we all want to change? It is the Holy Spirit's job to conform us to the image of Christ, making us more like him. The fruit of the Spirit is God's attributes, characteristics. Operating in the fruit of the Spirit does not cost any money, and all you have to do is to be willing to let them rule your life. Allow them to make the change. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is in direct contrast with the acts of the sinful nature of Galatians 5, 19 through 21. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissension, faction and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. This passage describes all people to varying degrees when they do not know Christ and therefore are under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Our sinful nature, the flesh, produces certain types of fruit that reflects our nature, and the Holy Spirit produces types of fruit that reflects his nature. The fruit of the Spirit is what God desires our lives to exhibit, and with the Holy Spirit's help, it is possible. Everything we do must be an expression of the fruit of the Spirit. Matthew 7 and 20 tells us, wherefore by their fruit you shall know them. Your spiritual gifts in action, Galatians 5, 22. Spiritual gifts defined as things that are related to the righteous matters, gifts that are given to you for spiritual use, special ability to know how to use them. Actions. Actions is working with what God has given you. We heard the saying, work what you get, because God has provided to everyone according to their several ability. Actions is also producing or adding on to what you have. The Word of God tells us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Therefore, what God has blessed you with, use it and stay in the Word to continue to enhance it and allow it to develop. Focus of the fruit is understanding, giving attention to the problem. When you say love, love is the mirror that reflects the image of Christ. Love is given without a price, producing good works in love. God gave special, miraculous manifestations of the Holy Spirit to help the church and guide them in truth. 1 Corinthians 12 and 1, King James Version said, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. And there are diversities of operations. This is 1 Corinthians 12, 6 through 11. But it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit,
To another, the gift of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. The fruit of the Spirit, love. We're talking about love today. A similar idea is found in the New Testament with the Greek word agape. Agape love is the goodwill and benevolence of God shown in self-sacrifice and an unconditional commitment to love someone. Agape is similar to chest in that it is set steadfast regardless of circumstances. Agape love is the kind of love that we are to have for God in fulfillment of the greatest commandment, Matthew 22 and 37. Matthew 22, 37, the King James Version reads, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Matthew 22 and 39, the King James Version. Jesus wants to instill agape in his followers as we serve others through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's Matthew 22 and 39 and John 13, 34. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. John 13, 34, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. In the most basic sense, love is the emotion felt and actions performed by someone concerned for the well-being of another person. Love involves affection, compassion, care, and self-sacrifice. Love originates in the triune Godhead, within the eternal relationships that exist among the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. 1 John 4, 7 and 8. 1 John 4, 7 and 8, King James Version read, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth knoweth not God, for God is love. Loving is unique to the human experiences of being an image bearer of God. Here's the bottom line on love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Love is the church's most effective weapon. Love, without it, which all the various gifts of the Spirit are of no avail. Love is the essence of God's nature. Love is the perfection of human character. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. Our greatest gift of love is St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For our greatest example is Jesus. He came to seek and to save. Luke 19 and 11. The greatest power, the Holy Ghost, Acts 2 and 8. We're going to let the word speak. Romans 5, 5 through 8, this is the King James Version. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some will even dare to die. But God commanded his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 8, 28, King James Version. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8, 35 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. 1 Corinthians 1:13, starting at the 4th verse, charity suffered long and is kind. Charity envied not. Charity vaunted not itself. It is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. 1 Corinthians 16:14. Let all your things be done. 4:8. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. 3:14. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. 15:13. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 4:19. We love him because he first loved us. 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. 4:8. And above all these things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. 14:15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. 4:18. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Let us pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. First and foremost, God, we ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for any sins we have committed, Lord God, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord God. Lord God, forgive us for those secret sins, Lord God, that we didn't tell nobody. And then, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for who you are. You are truly the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of peace. Lord God, you are majestic. And we love you on today, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for what you've done, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing, God. And then, God, we're going to thank you in advance. We're going to thank you for what you're going to do. Lord God, we thank you for this new lesson for the month of June, operating in the fruit of the Spirit. Oh, God, help us to allow the fruit of the Spirit to reign in and out of our lives. Father God, in Jesus' name, we want to be like you. You said in your word that we were made in your image. Therefore, help us. Help us to walk like you. Help us to talk like you. Help us to do the things that you would do and not we ourselves. Oh, God, we want to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Heal your people, God. Continue to restore and keep us persevering under pressure, Lord God. Look on the bereaved families everywhere, Lord. Lord, look on the Namé district, Lord God. We lost our district missionary, Mother Eleanor Sterling. She was faithful and loved the Lord. We know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Look on the Weathersby family, Lord God, and encourage their hearts. Lord God, we need you. We need you, God. We need you right now. Let your blood make whole. In spite of what's going around us, Lord, of what's going on around us, Lord God, we know that you are in control. And we thank you for sending your only begotten Son that we may have life. Thank you for demonstrating your love. Jesus, when you hung, bled, and died, but most importantly, you got up. You rose and you live. You got up with all power in your hand, Lord God. And you got up just for me. Come on, people of God. Tell them thank you. Thank you for getting up just for me. Make it personal. Oh, God, Lord, stay with us. Watch over us. Make the crooked path straight. Oh, God, strengthen us where we are weak. Look on our leaders. Look on the bishops, the pastors, the elders, the deacons, the missionaries, the church mothers, the laity, every listener, one by one, name by name, the whole body of Christ. Then, Lord God, look on the unsaved. Look on the backslider. Give them a mind to be saved. Come on home, backslider. Hallelujah. Help us to be an example for them so they can see the love of God through us and say, what must I do to be saved? Help us to be able to lead sinners to you and those that need to come back to you, God. Lead them, Lord God. Allow them to read Romans 10 and 9. Romans 10 and 9, Lord God, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. God, look on Dr. Carrie and her family. Continue to keep and bless them. Keep them in the center of your will, and we are going to give you the glory. We're giving you the honor, and we're giving you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So if you know that the love of God is not working in your life, ask the Lord to save you again. Ask him to do it again. Give me another try, God. Hallelujah. Turn me around, and he will. He's waiting. Thank you for listening in to this lesson, Operating in the Fruit of the Spirit. Tune in on next week when our host, Dr. Carrie, will be back same time on next Saturday with another exciting lesson. Enjoy the remainder of your day, and be blessed.